All right, it's my turn to do the hard word, being a Thursday. And my word, I think you'll know, but I so want to use it because it's a great word.
And the word is?
Maudlin.
What?
Maudlin.
Maudlin?
Yeah, like the name Maud and Lin at the end.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You ever heard of it?
No.
Ah, I'm surprised. I would have thought you would have known this one.
Never heard of it before in my life.
Okay, does it mean A, emotionally weak, B, self-pityingly sentimental, or C, extremely sleep-deprived? Maudlin.
How do you spell it?
M-A-U-D-L-I-N.
Oh, man.
I thought you would have known this. I honestly did. For shawsies.
You know what'll happen? I'll rule out one as being completely wrong and it'll be the right answer.
Go with your gut and don't think about it.
Okay, B.
B, self-pityingly sentimental. I'm happy you went with your gut. It's correct.
Is it really?
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean, I knew that.
See, I knew you knew it deep down in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use it in a sentence. Dean told his friends Edith got a little maudlin last night.
Sounds a bit rude, doesn't it?
It's like when you've had too much to drink and you get a bit self-pityingly sentimental. Oh, I love you guys. Oh, you know. Maudlin.
I think that's called D&Ms, isn't it?
Anyway, today's hard word is maudlin, right here on The Wave.
I got one.
Woohoo! Yep, that's one for you, 698 for me.